WNRN is supported by SevoPodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. The following interview was recorded at The Sound Studios. For more information, it's thesoundstudios.net.
91.9 WNRN live in studio, actually The Sound Studios on Grady Avenue. Check them out, thesoundstudios.net. Very big thanks to them for hosting us this afternoon. We're in the studio with Laura Veers and her group, Hall of Flames. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, Tad?
Great, how are you, Laura?
I'm great.
Before we get started, please introduce the Hall of Flames for us.
We've got Eric Anderson, we've got Nelson Kempf, Keely Boyle, and Kate O'Brien Clark.
Well, we are very, very excited. You guys are in town tonight to perform at our Charlottesville Pavilion with the Decembrists. We've been looking forward to this show all summer long, and now we're officially into fall, and we're going to start off fall with a great way. We can't wait for your performance tonight.
Thank you.
This interview is going to air after the fact, but you know it's going to be a wonderful performance, and we want to make sure that you guys get back into town again and again and again.
We'll be back definitely in the winter with a new album in February.
Very nice. Well, we're going to talk about the new album in a little while, and this is your second trip to Charlottesville. We were talking a little bit ago, you were at the now former Gravity Lounge in Charlottesville. It was just you then.
Wasn't it with the band Saltbreakers, or was it not? You were at the show.
I remember you.
Than me.
Yeah. What's that?
You have a better memory than me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I'm horrible. But it was a lovely, lovely evening, and I can't wait to hear the new material. Actually, can we start off with a song?
Sure. Let's start off. This one's called Carol K.
She can really play it, she can really lay it down. Songs of innocence. Oh, okay, start again. She can really play it, she can really lay it down. Smile, good vibrations, help me Rhonda homeward bound. It would be so cool to be like Carol, Carol K. Maybe I can meet her, maybe shake her hand one day. Ha! Natural man feeling all right. I'm a believer, come together in the heat of the night. Mission impossible, oh, she's out of this world. 10,000 sessions from an Everett Washington. Ha! Like Carol, Carol K. Ha!
In the Hall of Flames, recording live at the Sound Studios on Grady Avenue. That's truly splendid, and there's no other word to put it.
Thank you.
It's almost cinematic, the storytelling you do. I've noticed lately that there's this ongoing trend of with musicians that are doing a more, it's kind of like a stylistic yet elaborate approach to their music. It's poetic words with great harmonies, but yet a more stripped down feel. There's not so much production. Why do you think that a lot of musicians like yourself are taking this kind of throwback retro route in your music?
Well, for me, I just tried to write an album for my new songs that stands up on its own with an instrument and a voice. And so, you know, I'm coming from that place of I want the sparse thing to really work on its own. And then if there are more people around to help it out, then that's wonderful. But I'd rather not be dependent on that.
Mm-hmm.
Aesthetically and also just practically, sometimes it's not affordable to take out a band.
Right.
So if I can go out solo, I can, you know, make a living. And then occasionally I can make a living with the band too, but it's harder when you've got five people out on the road. So there's practical reasons for it in my case, but also just aesthetic reasons. Like I love hearing organic instruments. I love hearing lots of voices together. There's a lot of choral arrangements on my new album and a lot of string arrangements. And I don't know, maybe it's just something about like going to the farmer's market and getting fruit from the guy that grew it.
Yeah.
You know, like playing an instrument, being able to play it well and understanding where it's coming from. Oh, that's coming from that person's voice. It's not coming from some computerized box.
Right. Yeah, you're definitely not the auto-tune.
No, not really.
Well, you know, here you are with yourself and the Hall of Fame. So now there's five voices incorporated into this music. How long does it take for you guys to work out the harmonies on a piece like that where it just sounds like this true, like almost choir of angels sound comes in and really broadens the whole spectrum of the song?
Well, we're descendant from the heavens, so it can take us
that's
any
gorgeous.
Time at all.
Wow, how lucky for you.
There's no time at all, just sing and then there it is. Now, it took us some time to make arrangements for these new songs, for sure. Although these are all great singers and we just kind of all found our place. You know, I don't even know if we went through it individually and said, okay, you do that harmony, you do that one.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, I don't know, didn't we just start singing and it sounded good? Yeah.
That's truly special because vocal harmonies may be one of the hardest things to do in music, especially if you don't have an outside director saying, listen, you're a little flat there.
Yeah.
If you could just bring that up a third there.
Well, Keely right here in the middle said that once. She was like, I think something's flat. And then I wasn't hearing it. And
uh-huh.
then we did listen again and someone was, and maybe it was me. I don't know who it was, but it doesn't matter. But there was someone a little off. And
yeah.
then, but we can, if we're all really listening, we can adjust and find that note, and then it's back to, you know, it's back up to sounding good.
That's
it is hard with five voices to get them all. I feel like this group sounds great.
You truly do, and it's a truly, truly special thing when you guys can come together and decide, all right, this is my place, and this is how we, the unit, are going to evolve organically. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Truly nicely done. Let's hear another song.
Okay, this is another one with some group singing. It's called Life is Good Blues. Life is good when you dance all night and the world transmits electric power. The messages you sent to Mars came from your crown of flowers. Have you danced away the hours? Have you danced away? Drummer drums like it's the last chance that he got. The boats light up the river in a string of flame. Life is good when you know he feels the same thing. Yeah, you know he feels the same thing.
Go in soft, bite the dawn and tender green. Over down, over down, over sea swell, never play devil's pawn. Cause you know he'd do the same thing. Yeah, you know he'd do the same thing. Yeah, you know he'd do the same thing. Yeah, you know he'd do the same thing.
WNRN, Laura Veers in the Hall of Flames. Recording live at the Sound Studios on Grady Avenue. Available for your sound recording needs at thesoundstudios.net. Your upcoming album, entitled July Flame, will hit stores in early 2010. I was interested in reading something on your website. It says that the upcoming album, July Flame, the lyrics explore the dichotomy between one's desire for performance and security and the realization.
Permanence.
I can't even read my writing. Permanence and security and the realization that such things rarely exist. As a musician whose life is almost continually on the road, do you strive for that permanence? Is it something you don't have?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, actually, I've taken a couple of years off from intensive touring, mm-hmm. and it's been really nice.
Yeah.
To, like, actually grow a garden and actually, like, get cats and take care of cats and, like,
right.
you know, learn about what my neighborhood's like, because I moved with my boyfriend to Portland a couple of years ago, and I didn't feel like I had a chance to get to know it very well because I was traveling so much.
Yeah.
So I love being in one place, but of course, you know, I did start to get a little bit antsy after a while, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to do this again. And now I feel like touring feels fun again, and I was getting a little burnt out on it before.
Right.
It can be really exhausting. But I like that feeling of risk and adventure. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have chosen this career.
Yeah.
But certainly, especially as I get older, it's you know, we own a house, and it's nice to feel, okay, that sense of, okay, I live in one place, I have my community, I have my friends, and, you know, that sense of permanent security is great. But in the bigger picture, we don't really have that,
yeah.
you know, because we could get eaten by a mountain lion any day or something like that. So I'm even at that one, but there's always the risk of not being here anymore. So there's, like, an importance to it, to staying in the present moment and enjoying your life while you have it. And I mean, I'm not thinking about that all the time, but I appreciate, like, the Dalai Lama, for example, mm-hmm. does a dying ritual every day because he wants to stay present and remember that this is a precious life that we're in, and it's not very secure ultimately.
Well, you are no stranger to adventure. Once in your lifetime, you picked up and moved to China.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of my favorite songwriters, Abigail Washburn, you speak fluent Mandarin.
Well, I used to. I just met her, and she
still
does. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's like top, you know, top of her game with that. I haven't been there in 10 years, so mine's really gone by the wayside. Like, I go to a restaurant and try to talk to someone, I'm embarrassed. Because I used to be quite good at it, at this sort of like this conversational level of Mandarin. Uh-huh. But it's really gone by, and music has replaced it in my brain.
Well, with her, it's like that Eastern influence is like a ghost in her music a lot.
Uh-huh.
It just sneaks up every once in a while, or she'll do a whole song in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Do you ever find that Eastern style, which is completely different than our musical techniques, coming into your musical sound?
Occasionally, there is that sound in there, and people have asked me about that. And I don't know if that's really the influence of having lived in Asia or just something within me, but also, I record with this guy named Avin Kang, who's actually half Icelandic, half Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a wonderful viola player and plays with all kinds of amazing people. But he brings that flavor to the records, too. So it's in there, but I don't know exactly why. It's not an intentional thing, really.
But, yeah, just having been there and lived it,
mm-hmm.
it has to be. You know, it's part of you now.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing thing. You are, of course, playing tonight with the Decemberists, who you've worked with on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
You appeared on their album, The Crane Wife, of course. How did you first get in touch with the band and start interacting with them?
I met them at the Crocodile in Seattle years ago. We played a show together. And
okay.
We just sort of stayed in touch, and musicians on the circuit just see each other out and about. And when I moved to Portland, my boyfriend Tucker was working on their Crane Wife record with Chris Walla, and I got to know them a lot better then when I recorded with them and also toured with Colin on a solo tour, I think, before that. So it's just sort of like Northwest community.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorites that was not from the Northwest appears on your new album, and I was really impressed to learn Jim James is going to be on the new record. How did you get him in the project?
Tucker met him through the December's last record as well, and they became buddies, and Tucker produced my record also. We've made six records together. And he asked Jim to come in. Jim has a girlfriend in Portland now, and he was just in town and popped on over. It was like, nice, no managers involved, no like fancy label talk or money. It was just like, yeah, come over and sing on some tracks. And he did, and he sounded amazing.
Very nice. It's great how that synergy just kind of locks into place sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, very cool. Laura Veers and the Decemberists going to be performing tonight at the Charlottesville Pavilion. Let's hear one more song, please.
Okay, this one's called I Can See Your Tracks. Let me get my tuning set here. Here's an A. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know where an F is.
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I can see your tracks, but I won't follow them. I just hope for rain, some kind of crazy wind, to erase them, chase them into oblivion. Oh, I can smell the smoke from your fire, babe, but I'll leave you alone and sleep in this lonely cave. Pray for a storm to scrub this dirt away.
WNRN, Laura Veers in the Hall of Flames. Just wonderful.
Thanks. I kind of messed up part of it, but we don't need to redo it, right?
No.
It's just a little bit of folky flaws.
Well, they're looking very forward to their 2010 release, July Flame. Can't wait for it. It'll be a great release. It's getting so much hype already, and we understand why after experiencing the music today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, thank you for sharing. And a big thanks to the Sound Studios on Graven Avenue in Charlottesville for having us today and hosting us. Check them out for your recording needs, thesoundstudios.net.